Checking in today with Notably Texan is a founding member of a group that started out as a collaborative weekly experiment of sorts at Austin's famed Momo's venue, and then it flourished into a nationally renowned touring act. Facets from styles such as country, funk, rock, soul, and others are all found on their latest record, Duende, which further solidifies the band of heathens as a shining example of what makes Texas music so diverse and enjoyable. Joining me via telephone today is vocalist, guitarist, and one of the primary songwriters for Band of Heathens, Ed Jurdy. Thank you so much for joining me, Ed.
Oh, thanks, Matt. It's great to be with you.
I believe that you guys are en route to a gig in Maryland tonight. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. It is. It's a long way from Texas, but good to be connected back to the home state a little bit today.
Absolutely, man. We're happy to give you a little taste of home. I can't offer all the Tex-Mex tastes that you're probably missing, but watch.
We are, but they did send the heat and the humidity up here for us.
Oh, okay.
So we're getting, it's good. We're not feeling too out of place.
Okay, good. From what I understand, just be wary of Mexican food when you're up that far north. You just don't know what you're going to get from what I hear. So
it is, yeah, you are. It's a little bit of roulette wheel, but I will say the last time we were in Maryland, we did find a great little roadside Mexican joint, and I actually jotted it down in my notes, so we're going to be in that area again today. I'm going to have to try to pull up my notes and see if I can find the name of the place, because I wrote it down the last time we were up here.
Okay, well, that is noteworthy. When you find something like that, you got to remember it, so that's good. We'll have to get a report on that next time we talk, man.
We'll do.
I know that the band kind of records all over the place, but are you and the guys still pretty much based in Austin, or are you sort of spread out?
Yeah, for the most part. Everything to do with the band kind of has to do with Austin, and we work out of there, we're sending out of there, and that's been the home of the band since the beginning.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but are you a transplant to Texas, or where did you grow up?
Yeah, I grew up in outside of Boston, up in the Northeast, so I am a total transplant.
All right. I wasn't picking on you, just so you know.
Everyone in the band is a transplant in some capacity, some of the guys. Well, at least to Austin, some of the guys were from Houston. Our drummer Richard was from Fort Worth. Myself and our keyboard player Trevor is from the Pacific Northwest. He grew up in Tacoma, Washington. So, in a very Austin sort of way, it's a kind of diverse elements coming together and making something in Austin, which was really fertile ground for being creative.
What was it that that drew you to Texas? Was it music?
Yeah, definitely. I grew up, I just loving the music, the songwriters, Townes Van Zandt, Guy Clark, and Lyle Lovett, Willie Nelson. Even guitar players like Stevie Ray Vaughan or Freddie King. There's so much music that's come from the States. And I think it's informed a lot of, what we consider to be American music. It's pretty prevalent.
So I know that the Band of Heathens have gone through a little bit of personnel changes over time, but the core group remains. So you and the guys obviously find ways to endure and stick together, especially when you're stuck in, I imagine, like a van or a bus of some sort right now, when you guys have all got to be sort of tight-knit like this and on the road. So you find ways to endure.
Absolutely. I think for us it's always just been about making music, writing songs, making records and playing shows. And I think, at any point in time, there's always been enough of a core nucleus together that kind of had that drive that wanted to keep going. So, I think even in terms of the way the band came together, it was conducive to sort of having people swap in and out of roles. Even very early on, there was really a revolving door of different people coming through. And that was part of the charm of it and part of what made it fun.
Got Ed Jurdy from the Band of Heathens on the phone with me. He and the band are on tour up north currently. They'll be back in Texas soon, but we're happy to chat with him for a little bit today. Let me ask you about the new album title, which I'm sure you're probably tired of answering questions about, because I imagine every interviewer is like, oh, I got to get into this. So the album is called Duende. And, if somebody goes and looks into this word, it's kind of an odd word that doesn't, from what I understand, it doesn't really translate to English that well, but the best translation that you can find out there might refer to a spirit or quality of passion and inspiration, from what I've read. So do you prefer to kind of leave that distinction up to the listener, what the title Duende means, or are you guys getting at something there?
Everyone's experience listening to music is their own, and I would never want to suggest to them what that should be or what they should think about stuff. That being said, for the band itself, the idea of Duende was, basically the definition that you had stated, but how do we apply that to ourselves, in terms of how do we create, how do we make this music, how do we take these ideas from little seeds and kind of find the essence of them when we're in a room playing them together. You know, you're right, it really doesn't translate well. It's but kind of to further the idea, it's also about, you know, capturing a moment or kind of living in, you know, it's maybe this idea when time kind of stops and everything is in a perfect state, you know?
Yeah.
I think everybody has kind of experienced that feeling in their own way. It's funny enough, we were just on tour in Spain last month. It was funny because the word doesn't translate, but everyone really, they understood it very well there, you know?
Right.
Even though in Spain it applies to flamenco music, but, you know, the concept can sort of be transferred to anything that you do. Like in sports, they might call it, might say that someone is in the zone, you know? You know, these basketball players that are just kind of making shots, and it's almost like they're in an unconscious state. That's, you know, and as far as music, that's the same kind of idea where you're not thinking, you're really not doing anything, you're just present in the moment, and it's sort of leading you in the direction you need to go in. So, I thought, you know, we liked it as sort of a goal to try to reach for in terms of how we're creating.
Very cool. So what does the band mean when you say that Dwinde kind of represents a new beginning for you?
Definitely. I think, well, this is the first record that Scott Davis, our bass player, has been on. And I think we all feel really strongly about the fact that the band is really, this is the best the band has ever been, you know, and it's sort of taken all of our combined experiences, you know, the 1,000-plus shows that we played over the years to sort of get to this point where we really feel when we're playing together, we're all really in sync.
I have to agree. I mean, you guys sound phenomenal on this record. I just constantly am finding new cuts on there that I really enjoy. Just when I think I found the best one, then I'll go and dig a little deeper and find something better in there. So that's just chock full of great stuff. We've been playing cuts here on Notably Texan. Anybody who already is a fan of the band knows that you and Gordy Quist kind of trade off duties on vocals, and that provides this really wide soundscape on the albums. But I was curious about how you two handle songwriting. Is that something where you kind of each individually write songs, or do you collaborate, or a little bit of both?
There's some collaboration. There's some, you know, some songs are half done, and then we get together and work on them. Some are almost completely done. It really just depends on the song, you know. Sometimes, you know, you're in a room together when someone has an idea, and you kind of start from nothing. I think, like you're saying, that it comes in all different shapes and sizes, you know. I think maybe someday if we could figure out why it happened and when it happened, we would be able to control it more, but I think,
right,
you know, I think that's part of the design, is that you don't really have any control over it at a certain point, and that, you know, the longer we've done it, you just try to find the right tools to get it the best you can get it. That's constantly changing, and that's another thing that keeps it interesting as well for us.
Right. You don't want to burn out, and that's definitely something you've got to consider. So you guys are doing amazing stuff. We're talking with Ed Jurdy from Band of Heathens here on KETR. So over the years, Americana music charts have kind of been a mainstay for Band of Heathens, but particularly on this latest album, I feel like you guys lean a bit more towards rock, and I've read that that you kind of feel that way as well. I mean, if you had to classify this album, I know that's a dirty word amongst musicians to have to put it into a genre or whatnot, but you feel it kind of leans a little more towards rock, right?
Well, I think it's a rock and roll record, but I think Americana encompasses rock and roll. I think what we think of traditionally as rock and roll, that resides pretty straight in the breadbasket of what people think of as Americana now, you know? And like maybe even on an even more broad scale, it's American music.
People are a little puzzled by, you know, what is Americana anyway? It's kind of like folk. It's a very all-encompassing
yeah.
breadbasket that you can throw a lot of different things into, so.
I think the cool thing about Americana is that I think there's a lot of really great music in the format, you know? And I think in general, what it maybe refers to now more than anything is really people that write and sing their own songs, you know, and play instruments and kind of do things in maybe what would be considered a bit of a traditional way.
Well, I was just going to say, whatever genre it fits into, it's an awesome record, so I don't care what we call it, as long as we play it. That's the important thing to us here.
There you go.
And that's what I want to do right now. I want to play a cut from Dwinde. I picked out Deep as Love, which is a tune that kind of starts out with this catchy whistling thing going on. Who's the whistler on this, by the way?
That's Gordy whistling.
Okay.
Whistling for his life.
Whistling is a unsung talent, you know what I mean? Some people can just kind of you know, toot a little tune with their whistling, but not everybody can kind of get a really good whistle on a recording. So unknown talent, I guess, there of Gordy's that we haven't heard on many recordings before. But this is kind of, if I dare say, one of the more sort of pop-oriented cuts on the record, from my take anyway. Any insights on this tune, Deep as Love, before we play it?
Yeah, I'd agree with that. I think we had that kicking around for a little while, and we might have recorded it for the last record we did, and it was maybe a little bit more of a soul or an R&B thing. But, it, you know, like a lot of other things, it kind of evolved over time and became what you hear, and kind of felt like we finally found the home for the song.
So this new album, as I said, Dwyn Day, features this wonderful mixture of varied sounds and styles. So I was curious, how did the Band of Heathens approach this latest release, maybe differently from previous albums? I know you said that this was a different producer this time around, right?
Yeah, we used a guy named Jim Valentine, who lives in LaGrange, but he's mainly based out of Austin. He's worked on a ton of great, a lot of different kinds of records. But just really the way he makes records and the sound that he creates is what attracted us to him. It took a little more time to work on this record. It took some more time to write. We had, you know, about 40 songs going into it and ended up finishing 19 recording. You know, so we had more to choose from, which is which was a good problem to have.
Yeah.
So I feel like we really kind of did this at our own pace and in our own time.
I just play the music. I don't make it, but I feel like the whole pressure of being in a studio and that you're on the clock and like, hey, we've only got a few days to do this could sometimes, you know, basically affect the art. So that sounds like the preferred way to do it is to have extra time. I would imagine that you're looking forward to returning to Texas for some shows in July, though, right?
Yeah, I think we got a couple shows. We have a show in Austin at Threadgills, and then we have a show in East Texas on the 4th of July. Is it in Longview? I want to say maybe.
I believe that's
I hope
what
maybe
I saw.
Looking at the schedule. Maybe you could tell me.
I'm going on memory too, but that's what I recall as well.
Yeah, I think we're doing a 4th of July celebration up there. That should be really fun. You know, it's always nice to come back to Texas and play shows. I feel like we have there's an understanding between the band and the audience. You know that.
Yeah.
It's kind of unspoken.
I know that you're, you know, a beloved, you know, act here in this region, of course, but you guys are obviously, you know, looking for attention far outside of Texas. I hope that you guys are getting the attention you deserve when you go to a place like Maryland. You know, I don't always think of Maryland as a place where there are, you know, tons of music lovers, but obviously there are, you know.
There's a lot of music lovers everywhere, and there's a lot of Texas music lovers all around the country, too, which is always a nice thing to see.
I have no doubt that they have a lot of pride in Maryland music heritage, but, you know, that's not something you hear as much about, so...
No, but they have great soft-shell crabs, I will say.
Yes, true enough. Ed Jurdy's on the phone with us from Band of Heathens. I know you guys recently contributed to the tribute album to Adam Carroll, Highway Prayer.
Yeah. And
how did that work out? Did you guys get to pick the song Oklahoma Gypsy Shuffler, or did they kind of approach you and say, hey, would you do a version of this? How did that work out?
No, we did. I think there were a few other artists that had picked some songs before us, but that was a song that we talked about because we had all liked the song a lot and kind of felt that as a band we could do something a little different with it but still serve the intention of the song. Jenny Finley, who put it together, you know, she kind of came to us about doing it, and we were really excited and had that song in mind, so it all really came together. That was a really fun project to be a part of.
Yeah, and what an honor, you know, there's such a host of who's who in Texas music coming together to salute Adam Carroll. You know, many people are aware of his talents and incredible writing, but he's still kind of one of these lesser-known artists. So also such an honor to get that tribute album at a relatively young age for Adam, too. So that's really cool.
Yeah, it is. It was really cool. You know, we were really happy to be part of it. The running joke with it was like, you know, the way the press release went out was something like... we're doing a tribute record to Adam Carroll. No, there's nothing wrong with it.
Right.
We just wanted to do this, like you were saying, because he really sort of hasn't gained the recognition that a lot of us really deserves.
The Oklahoma Gypsy Shuffler, coming and going suitcase full of dust bowl, a lullaby. You did it with a friend of mine. You did it on the Texas line. You said it wouldn't happen any other way.
I always like to encourage our guests to freely comment, if you would, about public radio, which is really an important outlet for bands like yours. And needless to say, it's really kind of an important source for information, particularly these days. So do you have any comments about public radio and why people should support it in their own region, like here in Northeast Texas?
Yeah, absolutely. I think you said it. I think the first thing that you start with is that it offers a sense of, you know, it's community radio in a sense. And I think all of us are really, we're proud of where we live. We love where we live. So we want to always try to support our local community. And I think our public radio stations are really a good sort of hub for that, you know, whether it be disseminating information, you're getting your local news or getting your national news, you know, all the great public program there is, obviously music, we're huge fans of that. So, I mean, all around the country, you know, we have great experiences visiting public radio stations. They've always been great supporters of our band and a lot of other music that we love and, you know, the kind of programming we love. I think it really speaks in a voice that a lot of us really relate to, you know, so I can't stress enough that we're all huge fans of it. You know, we're supporters, both financially and also in terms of just, you know, being huge fans of the medium and listening to it all the time.
So what's in the works for Band of Heathens? I know that you're constantly touring, and this album came out in January. But any kind of projects in the works right now that you want to let us know about?
Well, I think we're probably getting close to time to start writing on a new record. But for the rest of the summer, like you said, we're going to be on the road all across the country. We have some great stuff coming up in the fall. We're going to be doing some really great festivals. I know we're doing Austin City Limits Festival, a couple other festivals I don't think have been announced yet that we're doing yet. Kind of encourage everyone to stay tuned to what we're doing, and there'll be some great news. Hopefully, if you've been a fan in the past, it'll be something that's exciting for you to get on board with. If you haven't heard the band before or come to see a show, maybe one of these things will entice you to do so.
Absolutely, and folks can go to bandofheathens.com to keep up with your tour schedule and other announcements. I imagine you and the others are maybe on social media also.
Yeah, all of, you know, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all of those. And it's, you know, if you go to any of those social platforms and put Band of Heathens, then you'll find us.
That is a pretty common way to stay in touch with everybody, whether you want to or not. There, you've got that open portal basically directly to your fans these days, which is really, really cool for music fans. I mean, we kind of take it for granted now, but I'm sure you can, you know, recall not so long ago when there was just no way to reach out to a band if you liked them. You know, you had to go see them.
That
was it.
I know. So. It is, yeah, so it's cool. It does give us a good direct interaction with our fans, which we love, because, I mean, really for us, the reason why the band has been able to go on as long as it has and have the success we had is because of the people that support our music. You know, and, you know, we started out before being musicians and being big music fans, so it's nice to be a part of the whole circle of that.
No doubt about it. Well, I really want to thank you, Ed, for taking some time and you know, thank obviously everybody in the van or whatever with you for enduring. I'm sure you had to tell everybody to be quiet, guys. I'm doing a radio interview, so thanks to everyone.
I had to turn the radio down.
Oh, man. Yeah. See, that's blasphemy. I never ask people to turn the radio down, so thank you for doing that. So let's do it again soon. I always say this to folks I've only talked to on the phone. I'd love to talk to you in person next time.
Yeah, man, anytime, Matt. It was my pleasure. Thanks for talking.